before the one you love when he's standing in front of you. Lay, 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 lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A deal to end the war in Gaza, not done yet. But President Trump, at a joint briefing with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, says there is backing for a new U.S. brokered peace proposal.
At least we're at a minimum very, very close, and I think we're beyond very close.
The 20-point plan includes an immediate ceasefire, followed by the release of all remaining hostages. ABC's Mary Bruce has more.
Of course, while they may be in agreement on what the end of this war should look like, Hamas is not on board. And it's also not clear, I should say, whether Netanyahu is fully 100% on board with this complete plan.
The plan also calls for Hamas to disarm and for a new governing body in Gaza. The deadline for a government shutdown looms. Congressional leaders set to meet with President Trump this afternoon on efforts to strike a compromise before funding runs out tomorrow night. Tyler Robinson, the man charged with Charlie Kirk's murder, at a hearing today chose to move forward with a preliminary hearing. He's due back in court October 30th. This is ABC News. In North Carolina, police say they're still investigating a motive after a dockside bar shooting in Southport near Wilmington over the weekend. Three people were killed and others injured when police say the suspect, Nigel Edge, drove his boat to the bar and then opened fire. Governor Josh Stein at a news conference today calling for more mental health support.
There are too many people who are profoundly troubled, who are obsessed, whose paranoia gets stoked by what they read on the internet every day, and we've got to figure out ways so that those folks don't pose risks to the community.
Startup founder Charlie Javis sentenced to 7 years in prison for a crime the judge described as biblical in defrauding J.P. Morgan Chase out of $175 million. Her company that she founded, called Frank, she claimed that the company had 4 million customers when it just had several hundred thousand. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Well, it wasn't a win, but it wasn't a loss either, as the Packers battled the Cowboys in overtime last night to a final score of 40-40. It was Micah Parsons' first return to Dallas, and he wasn't shy about sharing his disappointment. Parsons said giving up 40 points, no matter where you're playing, is unacceptable. The only tied game in NFL history to put more points on the board was the 1964 matchup between the Raiders and Patriots at 43-43. Another new candidate for governor, Missy Hughes, announced her campaign this morning. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Hughes has served as secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation since 2019. She left her post about a week and a half ago, rumored to be entering the gubernatorial race. Here's how her first campaign ad released this morning begins.
I'm Missy Hughes. There are a few things you need to know about me.
Missy's a Democrat who understands the economy.
She spent years growing Wisconsin businesses.
And worked to strengthen Main Streets across Wisconsin. The biggest thing, I'm running for governor.
Hughes emphasizes her business background and says that is what sets her apart.
I spent 17 years as a dairy industry executive, growing Organic Valley to $1 billion in sales and keeping Wisconsin family farmers on their land.
She now joins a crowded field running for governor. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Disappointment in OT. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Dallas, where the Packers kicked a 34-yard field goal as time expired in overtime to end with a 40-40 tie with the Dallas Cowboys. Head coach Matt LaFleur's reaction after the game.
It's disappointing. Just too many critical mistakes that led to that tie. And that really bit us in the butt.
Running back Josh Jacobs scored 2 touchdowns. I asked him at his locker what it felt like ending in a tie.
Weird, honestly. That's the only way I can really explain it. I think the stuff before the half, we kind of like shot ourselves in the foot with.
Baseball. The Brewers came back to win 4-2 over the Reds Sunday. Their crew finished the regular season with 97 wins, a new franchise record.
You know, I'm glad that this team gets to be remembered differently. I'm not into records necessarily, but it's a way for 2025 to be recognized differently.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you every.
What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
us
any time?
Any time to show.
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know.
The multi-state keyword for the Go for the Green and Gold text to win contest. For this hour, it is metal. METAL, metal. It's good until 4 o'clock, so use the Civic Media app and get it to us before 4 o'clock. You could win $200 and gold jewelry by the end of the day. And everybody who's qualified, who enters is qualified for the grand prize, which is indoor club seats for the Minnesota-Green Bay game in November. So take care of it now, but get it to us before 4 o'clock this afternoon, okay? Good luck from 97.9 WGBW.
These tunes like you do? Tell them. The timeless hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW. 97.9 FM.
You're sweet as a honeybee, but like a honeybee stings, you're gonna let my heart in pain.
but something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine. Seeing you or seeing anything as much as I can't help seeing all the way through.
It's important to me that you know you are free. 'Cause I never wanna make you change.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Michigan's Supreme Court will hear a challenge against the Line 5 pipeline, the same oil pipeline Canadian oil giant Enbridge is pushing to reroute across northern Wisconsin. Opponents argue the Michigan Public Service Commission broke state laws when it approved the company's plan to drill an oil tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. A new report from the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin shows nitrate pollution is taking a toll in our state. Thousands of families are paying higher costs to access safe drinking water and facing serious health risks because of nitrate pollution from fertilizer and manure. In 2022, farmers likely applied 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer beyond what crops needed. Right now on the Defender podcast, what do data centers mean for our water, land, energy bills, and why is it so hard to find out? An in-depth conversation on the secrets of data centers. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Oh, and I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Where pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I love them, cause to me they're all the same. I hug them and I squeeze them, they don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer. I tear open my shirt and I show a rosy on my chest, cause I'm a wanderer.
Stop making music like this. We don't know either. 97.9
She was sorry, and I was a little bit late. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. Ow, 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 ow.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Republican candidate for Wisconsin Governor Bill Berrien has officially dropped out of the race. The news broke last Friday afternoon, just days after reports that Berrien had followed numerous sexually explicit accounts online, including a non-binary pornography performer. Berrien has been a vocal critic of the transgender community. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that Berrien unfollowed several accounts in recent days after the newspaper asked about the matter. According to the Berrien campaign website, the 56-year-old former Navy SEAL is ending on his own terms. In the official dropout announcement, Berrien called the newspaper's report a major attack piece, claiming they, quote, painted a salacious and sensational picture that was clearly targeted to force me out of this governor race, unquote. Berrien's departure leaves U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany, who got into the race on Tuesday, and Washington County Executive Josh Shulman as the only Republican candidates. There are numerous Democrats running. The primary is in August. Starbucks recently announced they're laying off 900 employees and closing hundreds of stores nationwide, including here in Green Bay. USA Today published a preliminary list, and it includes four Starbucks locations in Wisconsin: Fox Point, Rothschild, Wauwatosa, and Green Bay. The Starbucks on the list is located on South Oneida Street. Starbucks said employees were notified last Thursday. Some stores already closed as early as this past weekend. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
WGBW. masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Hey, come on, babe, follow me. I'm the Pied Piper. Follow me. I'm the Pied Piper. And I'll show you where it's at. Come on, babe, can't you see? I'm the Pied Piper. Trust in me. Scared to move, hey babe, what are you trying to prove? It ain't true that your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line. Hey, come on.
like a vine. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We're not bad people, we're not dirty, we're not mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the life we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, da da da.
Talking about hometown stuff, Green Bay stuff, 97.9 WGBW.
That's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. Your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you to hold my hand. Walk with me.
Hey, Green Bay and Northeastern Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
A little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock dodge. And everybody's saying that there's nobody meaner than the little old lady from Pasadena. Cause she drives real fast and she drives real hard. She's the terror of Colorado Boulevard.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
If you see her on the street, don't try to choose her.
WGBW. 2025 deserves these tunes too.
97.9 FM.
Early in the evening, just about supper time.
goes into a dance, doubles on the zoo.
Down on the corner, out in the street, Willie and the Pope Boys are playing, bringing it up happy feet.
You don't have to be afraid to let the kids listen to 97.9 WGBW.
Mankind, dead kings, many things I can't define. Okay. visions, buzz, wagons, clutter your mind. In the sense of temperaments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of temperaments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look at yourself, look at yourself. Yeah.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Talks at the White House between President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The president says a deal to end the war is getting closer. Netanyahu at the briefing says he backs the president's plan to end the war.
It will bring back to Israel all our hostages, dismantle Hamas's military capabilities, end its political rule, and ensure that Gaza never again poses a threat to Israel.
Hamas officials say they have not received the proposal yet. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the presence of armed and sometimes masked immigration agents in downtown Chicago or in conducting sweeps is not making people feel safer. He warned residents to stay alert and that there's evidence that the federal government is planning to send military troops to the city to help keep ICE agents safe. In Michigan, state and federal authorities say they still don't have a motive for Sunday's church attack that killed four. The suspected shooter has drove his truck into an LDS church in Grand Blanc. This is ABC News. Electronic Arts, the video game company behind hit titles like Madden and Need for Speed, is going private in a buyout. And we're learning more about the players involved in the deal.
EA's leveraged buyout is the largest in history, valued at around $55 billion. The largest player in the deal is Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund, which also owns a stake in Nintendo.